That was the day they killed the Son of God on a squat hilltop by Jerusalem. Zion was bare, her children from their maze sucked by the demon curiosity clean through the gates. The very halt and blind had somehow got themselves up to the hill. After the ceremonial preparation, the scourging, nailing against the wood, erection of the main trees with their burden, while from the hill rose an orchestral wailing, they were there at last, high up in the soft spring day. We watched the writhings, heard the moanings, saw the three heads turning on their separate axles like broken wheels left spinning. Round his head was loosely bound a crown of plaited thorn that hurt at random, stinging temple and brow as the pain swung into its envious circle. In front, the wreath was gathered in a knot that, as he gazed, looked like the last stump left of a death-wounded deer's great antlers. Some who came to stare grew silent as they looked, indignant or sorry. But the hardened old and the hard-hearted young, although at odds from the first morning, cursed him with one curse, having prayed for a rabbi or an armed messiah and found the Son of God. What use to them was a god or a son of God? Of what avail for purposes such as theirs? Beside the crossfoot, alone, four women stood and did not move all day. The sun revolved, the shadow wheeled, the evening fell. His head lay on his breast, but in his breast they watched his heart move on by itself alone, accomplishing its journey. Their taunts grew louder, sharpened by the knowledge that he was walking in the park of death, far from their rage. Yet all grew stale at last, spite, curiosity, envy, hate itself. They waited only for death. And death was slow, and came so quietly they scarce could mark it. They were angry then with death and death's deceit. I was a stranger, could not read these people or this outlandish deity. Did a god indeed, in dying, cross my life that day by chance? He on his road, and I on mine? It is finished.